I'm at the CAVSA Voluntary Services Network event about the future of voluntary services in Hammersmith. We've just heard Jazz Brown speak. Jazz, tell us about what you do.
I'm in the position of Head of Strategic Development, and I'm also an independent advocate for older people. And I work for Nubian Life Resource Centre, which is an African Caribbean specialist daycare service. And we work with people with a range of disabilities or mental health issues.
And we've heard speakers today talk about the current situation and the changes that are happening in the three boroughs here, this tri-borough project. What did you think of that?
I think some of the changes are necessary, but I also believe that we have to be really careful in terms of how we respond to some of these changes so that we don't suffer from mission drift and that we don't lose our principles, our values or the standards which are inherent in the voluntary sector.
And how are you going to make sure that that happens? What's your feeling for how you'll do that?
We're going to stay using our clients' voice. We're going to have clarity around what our services are, why those services are needed, and where we can adapt those services, we will do. But we're willing to fight the fight that we remain a charity and we remain consistent with our constitution.
Yeah. And the danger you feel then is that somehow, because of the way the change is happening, the whole big society thing, that in your involuntary organisation's responses to that, they'll somehow kind of forget what they were born to do. Is that the right way to think about it?
Yeah, I do think that's a real risk, and I do think it is a challenge, because obviously we want to stay around. But I think what we have to consider is that when we start changing our services in to respond to somebody else's values, that we're also eradicating our history. A number of these organisations have a long history of serving the community. And I just think there are a number of things that we need to consider in our responses to the changes.
And if you were advising other voluntary organisations to think about these things, what would be the kind of key message you'd want to give?
Integrity. That we have to have integrity for our service users and the way that we're going to respond or change our services. And we have to be true to the values. We could probably do things better, but just remaining truthful to the principles.
Jazz, thank you very much. Thank you.